Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, now let's do this. It's time for speed jokes. The best of. We tell them every day around this time, and on Fridays we try and pick the joke we like the best. Here is joke of the week number one.
My friends pressured me for years, Dave, to go spelunking with them.
Did you?
I finally caved.
Our speed jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two.
Hey, Dave, our evergreen tree is in trouble, so we grounded him.
Why?
It was a knotty pine.
Kind of like that one. Here's number three.
Alice from Aurora never goes out. She just sits outside reading a book on her north balcony every evening. So if you're out there at night, you can look up to the north and see Aurora's boring Alice.
You know, that one gets better every time I hear it. That one gets better every time. Here's joke of the week number four.
My girlfriend asked if I wanted to play doctor. I said, sure.
So?
Now she says she can't see me for 6 months.
Sorry, that's a little too true, isn't it? Here's number five.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a state trooper, and John Williams will star as a driver.
Do you know why I pulled you over?
Hold on a sec. I'm on the phone.
Excellent performance by me there. Joke of the week number six.
Horses are the fastest mammals in North America.
According to who?
Gallup.
Joke of the week number seven.
You know, Dave, as we get closer to the end of the basketball season and you're having more time to rest and relax.
No.
I was thinking about some good books for you to unwind with.
It's a full-time job, John.
Dave, have you read Makeable Putts by Betty Blozit or Things Married Men Learn to Say by Saul Myfault?
I still have the other books you gave me,
Dave,
John.
Dave, have you read this one, I Won the Marathon by Randy Holway?
No.
Dave, have you read Irish First Aid by R.U. Okay.
No.
Or My Career as a Clown by Abe Ozo.
We are about done with this,
one more book for you, Dave, as you head out the door. Here's How to Retire Comfortably by Mary Firmini. Mary for Money. It's the same. I'm not sure how to pronounce Mary's name.
Still not sure how to pronounce her name. Joke of the week number eight.
Here's an iPhone tip for everybody in case you didn't know. Your phone can take pictures of other people, too.
Thank you, John. Here's a hot tip. Here's number nine.
What's the difference between a bed cover and stepping in dog poop? One's a fitted sheet.
Here's joke of the week number 10.
I just got hired at a guillotine factory.
Congratulations.
Be heading there tomorrow.
Number 11.
Worcestershire sauce is my favorite condiment.
Now, why is that?
It's hard to say.
Week number 12.
By law, you have to turn on your headlights when it's raining in Sweden.
Okay. Now, how am I supposed to know when it's raining in Sweden?
Number 13, please.
Doctor tells a patient, well, it looks like you're pregnant. And she says, I'm pregnant. And he says, no, it looks like you're pregnant.
That's not nice. Here's joke of the week number 14.
I've been trying to break up with my girlfriend, Andy.
With the optometrist? How's that going?
Well, not well. Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she moves a little closer and says, how about now? How about now?
All right, Steve Alexander, what got the biggest chuckle at your house?
I got a lot of chuckles. I like the play on words. I'm going with Aurora's Boring Alice.
I am going to use that one, too, Aurora's Boring Alice. I think one of our listeners wrote that joke. All right, Andy Mazur says...
Yeah, let's make it three, because I just like the setup of that. You can see something coming, and I love the payoff.
Back into the WGN Radio newsroom. Bob Kessler, go.
I like the book titles, especially Irish First Aid.
And Randy Holway. Producer Pete, where are you going to go, my friend?
Boring Alice.
Boring Alice gets the
Nice.
I believe that means we'll have two coveted speed jokes to hand out this week. I'll randomly select a name right now, and then we'll look up whoever sent that joke to us, and we'll send them one, too. If you get a majority of the votes, you win the mug. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. We replay this bit every day at 1:38 after the 1:30 news. You can always share it with your friends. Go to WGNradio.com/speedjokes.